Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hey, and welcome to another episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dirk, I'm your host, and I will have with me today Dee McClain. She is our editor here behind the scenes and feeding our online magazine daily with content. And we will have a special 4th of July edition highlighting events all around this weekend for you to enjoy and go to and celebrate our Independence Day. Very special peak of the summer lake life event. And thank you for coming to the area, and many thanks for tuning in. We will also talk a little bit about our platform and for you to understand what we have been working on and why we're doing it and what our plans are with this community to reach out to you and share what is relevant in the area and what's new and what's exciting, all those little things. And you can also help us with content. We are always seeking storytellers, we are seeking pictures, interview guests, all kinds of things. So please connect with us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com and share your stories or ask us to meet with us, and we will tell you all about how you can get involved. So I don't want to keep this any longer. I will turn this over to our interview or our day with Dee, our editor at Lake Life Weekend Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend ahead. Welcome to our interview part. As mentioned, I'm here with Dee today. Dee is our editor at Lake Life Weekend, the platform. Hello, Dee.
Hi, how's it going?
Going very well. Thank you for coming into our recording studio for the first time for you. Usually it's just me in here, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to be in here. I work next to it. I've never been in it, though.
So I hope we overcome that shortly. And what I was going to do today is I was going to interview you a little bit and speak about the weekend platform and what we are trying to establish, what we have established, and maybe you and I can foresee a little bit the future. I want to talk about 4th of July happenings in the area. You mentioned also you researched all kinds of fireworks, so details on the fun part to this weekend also. But before we begin, can you just introduce yourself a little bit? Are you from Lakes Country, actually?
No, actually. Well, I'm Dee. I'm actually from Atlanta originally. So
Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, yes. And being from the city and then coming to live in Lakes Country, it was a pretty big change. I'm still kind of getting
adjusting into
it. So, but actually working here and finding out all the culture and events and things that are happening, it's actually kind of enlightened me of all the things that are going on. I thought, oh, okay, everybody just does fishing and that's it. And I don't know how to do that. So, doing all the research and things that I do, I figure out where to go and what to do during the week, on the weekends, and it's been pretty fun. It's been rewarding, too, so that's what you want.
Yeah, no, one sec. So you are like me, you're a transplant, and you're coming from Georgia, which is a state I have visited once. It has mountains. It's a big state, right?
Right, yes.
Has some lake life, too, though, I think.
There's a little bit.
Lakes, but different.
Yeah.
So you relocated to Minnesota for how many years ago?
About 5 or 6 years ago.
5, 6 years ago. And so you're like me, actually. We arrived approximately the same time. I didn't know anything about lake life then. Now I really enjoy it. And you had the same experience. You now know Minnesota and you enjoy it, correct?
Right. I did come in the winter, so it was a pretty big shock that winter. But, I'm still trying to get used to it. Lots of layers. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're a nature person. You connect to nature, right? You like to be outdoors, I mean.
I do. Yeah. Apparently, too, because, I was surrounded by concrete most of the time. But being out in this kind of a nature, it's way different. And it's really nice. There's a lot of state parks and things that I didn't know about. And then, I mean, just even walking down the old school type of streets and things and seeing all the history and
small
stuff.
Small communities.
Yeah, small communities. That's a weird thing for me too. So, yeah.
That's cute, yeah. So, fantastic. So, and now you touched it a little bit. What are we doing, or like, in your words, what are we doing with Weekend? What are you doing for our Weekend platform?
So, it started as an event type of a
schedule
thing. So, and that's what I started out doing. But then I also kind of got into all the local things, like the businesses and things that locals are doing. And
stories.
Stories and things. And also finding out where to go, how long things have been around, and like the history behind
history.
All of that.
And destinations.
Yeah, and destinations too. So, and things that you wouldn't think like, oh, I need to go there because it's been here and it does this and... You know, it's just, it's really cool. I'm figuring out a whole bunch of stuff that I never would have thought to look up. You know, one thing leads to another and I kind of go down a little like rabbit hole and I get sucked in and I figure out all this stuff. And it's really cool. I'm really interested in all of this. And it's nice to be able to share what I find to people in Lakes Country that probably didn't know about it because they don't have the time that I do.
Yeah, yeah. So as part of your role as our editor and you're our researcher, so your job is to identify interesting things in the local area to share on our platform.
Right.
And you're right. I think we started this together as an event schedule, and now it transformed a little bit already with way more content, right? The stories, the destinations.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that people should and want to hear and find out and read, and because I do, you know, and I'm not from here, so.
Yeah, no, I love it too. I'm really excited always what you dig up there, and I check our own website regularly too. So I like it. You added another piece very successfully, I find, our little recipe. You really enjoy that too, to add recipes on I think 3 a week, right?
Yeah, 3 a week. Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays, so. And one to start your week, one to kind of end your week, and one to like jump you into the weekend, so.
And you like that?
I do. Being from a place where you could get any type of food that you ever wanted, whenever you wanted. And then coming here, it was kind of like a cultural thing, like tater tot hot dish. Like, what is that? I don't know. You know, and then I figure out how to make those. And then there's a lot of, even in just Minnesota and in Lakes Country, there's recipes that are just for here, you know, and from here. And people enjoy them. So it's nice to find those. And then finding recipes that use regional things like rhubarb. I never knew what that was until I came up here. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, they don't have that down south, apparently. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
We have it in Germany.
Really? I've been missing out my whole life. I've been missing out. So.
Yeah, I saw you posted a lot of rhubarb variations.
Yeah.
You like that? It's not a fruit, vegetable. No, what is it?
I'm not sure. It looks like red celery to me, but it doesn't taste anything like that. So.
True, yeah. And I think you need to cook it. I think there's like it's better if you had it cooked or something. I don't know if you can eat it raw. I think it's not so good to eat raw.
I'm not sure. I've only ever had it cooked.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But it's weird that I've found rhubarb in like cakes and pies and stuff all the way to barbecue sauce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a really versatile thing, and it just kind of naturally occurs here. You know, I was renting a place, and there was a rhubarb thing outside. And
I had one in my house, too.
I had no idea.
Outside, I guess.
I had no idea. I was like, what is this? I don't know how to take care of it. So, but yeah, I mean, sharing all these like local recipes and things, but then there's also things that people wouldn't think to use rhubarb in or to make. Like venison type of things, and like kind of venturing out would be, I feel like, is if people are liking it, and I hope they're trying it too. So, but yeah.
No, the statistics show. I think our recipes get a lot of clicks and reviews. I should say I see that. So
people
thank you
like
for that.
Food, yeah.
Yeah,
people like food.
They like cooking here. They like trying things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. We are working on a little cookbook too. I told you that. Let's hope that we complete this year. A little more about our platform. We started like a year ago. We are growing. I like the events. Now I do want to grow this into like a lifestyle community page where we can interact more with our audience. So I hope that you and I, we're exploring certain software is a little bit not so easy. We are not professional web developers here, unfortunately. But you, as the audience, you can hope to have a tool soon where we can share more content, and you can actually share content. That's the idea. Lake life, living wide open, enjoying the area and interacting and using it as a database in a way. So we have lots of ideas in mind. If you have some suggestions, I always ask, and please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. If you have events, you can always email directly to d@events@lakelifeweekend.com, that too. So maybe we jump in. You researched quite a few of happenings. They're all on our website, of course, but what stuck out? I see here in Brainerd, 4th of July races, Autotail, music festival. What did you all find? Boat parades? What did you like most?
Oh man, boat parades. That's nothing that I've never heard of boat parades before, and that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
10,000 lakes, why not do something with them? So, yeah, there's boat parades in Pequot Lakes. I think there's one in, let's see here.
Oh, they're all over. I have one on, I saw a sign for Rose Lake, I think, on like on my lake, Lake 7. We always have little ones. Autotail has a one, I think. But these are bigger ones, yeah, that you found?
Right, yeah.
West Leaf Lake and Autotail, 2 p.m. Decorate the boat and crew. What else do we have? Oh, we have a, what's that? Where's Pequot Lakes?
Pequot Lakes, that is.
Oh, that's a lot of going on here.
Yeah, so.
And a two-day event, fireworks, parade, 4th of July, fireman's breakfast. Maudley has a boat parade. Perham has baseball and fireworks in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best event that you've found? In Urhart, there's a parade. Oh, there's parades everywhere. I think you should go to our website and get the whole list. One thing you found also was a list of fireworks in the whole state, yeah?
Right. So if you're not staying in Lakes Country over the 4th of July for your holiday, we do have a list, and it's all the way from Albert Lea down to Rochester. So you can, from Moorhead, Duluth, everywhere. So
everywhere.
Everywhere has fireworks, and they're probably having a whole bunch of parades and things. Like, I'm going to Duluth, and they have some kind of park parade that starts at 4 all the way up until like midnight. So,
oh wow,
yeah, it's gonna be a big day. So hopefully it doesn't get rained out.
No, I don't think so. I don't hope so. Yeah, well, I think there's too much on those 17 pages of paper here that we have in front of us.
Found a lot.
Yeah, no, we really found a lot. There's a lot going on, so please go to our schedule, lakelifeweekend.com, and select your location there. Find where you would like to attend a boat parade or see fireworks. Yeah, Dee, anything else we want to share? We're trying to get some interview guests. I'm trying to connect to a bee farm. That's not so easy.
Right.
I want to speak to the strawberry farm, some local interesting places. If you have an idea for an interview, please email us, let us know. And if you have any other suggestions for Dee and me, email us at any time. hello@lakelifeweekend.com. I guess we wish everybody a wonderful 4th of July extended weekend of celebrations. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah.
Right? And the most important piece. Yeah. Well, I think that was it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Go, make sure you're outside on Wednesday. Just
yes.
Make sure you're outside.
Yeah. And sunscreen.
Yes, that's very important too.
Thanks for listening, and you have a wonderful weekend ahead. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com, and if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.